Should people who have outstanding court fines be able to keep their driver's licenses? Lawmakers considered that idea this session, and it got out of the Senate, but it was scuttled in the House. Now, a broad coalition from both sides of the political spectrum is pushing to make it happen during the veto session this week. Jacob Fish is with the right-leaning Americans for Prosperity.
We are very confident that the legislative relationships, as well as also the coalition partners we've been working on throughout session, will be able to push this across the finish line.
The cost of reinstating more than 600,000 suspended driver's licenses is about $9 million. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says that's because the reinstatement fees would be waived.
That is a lot of money. But when you consider that it's about one in six adult Virginians who are impacted by this issue and currently aren't able to drive to get to their jobs, to get to their church or their children's school, I think it's an important investment.
Now, although the House Courts Committee killed the idea as a policy directive, the House and Senate Budget Committees chose to leave the money in. That means lawmakers are already halfway there on this one. They don't need to find money to pay for it. They just need to determine if it's a policy objective they want to pursue. I'm Michael Pope.